This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about if the politicians want unconstitutional wars. We just found out that Donald Trump basically roughshod the Congress. Who's Congress, America? Your voice, your representatives, America, where they derive their just powers from the consent of we the governed. He didn't care about that. He just went and did what he wanted to do, right? He's trying to create peace through war. Okay, however that works. We're going to get to this in just a couple of moments. Before we do that, I did get some pictures sent to me of this Iranian military leader. And I hope people that are thinking understand what's going on here concerning the message that's being sent. Listen, if we can get the second man in control or in charge over there in Iran, you better know that we can get you too. That's the message that's being sent, friends. And remember, again, I talked about this last week as to what General Wesley Clark said over 18 years ago. Iran was one of the countries that they wanted to attack. Now, if you listen to that audio, you'll also hear General Wesley Clark talking about the fact that if there was no oil in Iraq and Iran and these other countries, he said there wouldn't be a U.S. military presence in those countries. So America and Americans understand what this is all about. I also shared with you, friends, that we have over 737 military bases in 148 different countries, America. Did you know about that? Absolutely you didn't know about that. Most people didn't. I mean, you need to understand that, folks, that they're doing what they want to do and establishing an American empire, a global empire, right in your own backyard. And we need to put a stop to this. We've been told this by representation, as you would call them, called presidents, calling for a new world order. By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but Barack Hussein Obama even called for a new world order in Europe. He said there was no other way. He also said in Brussels, the international order that we have worked for generations to build. So while they're showing you what they're doing on Iran, keep in mind you're under attack here in America. What are you talking about, Bradley? Well, do I really need to tell that to you? Someone just sent me some pictures this morning. In Virginia alone, an entire unit of heavily armed UN vehicles in Maryland, Kellogg Warehouse. I'm looking at armored vehicle after armored vehicle with UN on the side in these warehouses in that of Maryland. It's called the Kellogg Warehouse. Again, I'm looking at these pictures right now. This is to the work of Alistair Williamson. There's video footage also that was rolled out with it, but I haven't taken time to see it. But we do know that the UN vehicles are currently standing by for it. Well, people are trying to figure that out. Many speculate right now as to what's going on in Virginia concerning the 90 counties out of 95 counties that are now armed to resist tyranny in the people's house in that particular state, namely the tyrant Northam. Okay? And again, friends, people need to wake up as to what's going on here because, well, Iran's under attack, so are you. And what they're doing through sleight of hand, don't pay attention to my left hand. Let me show you what I'm doing with the right hand concerning the use of the media. Keep in mind what they're doing concerning the left hand. They're rising up against Americans in this country while they're illegally handing this country off to illegals. In fact, what I am telling you now is exactly what's going on in this country. Again, last week I took the time to share with you, friends, as to what is happening. We just found out on Sunday, now 18, listen to this, the good guys, 18 Republican governors are agreeing to resettle more refugees despite options not to do so. Now, understand, friends, again, when you read Scripture, this is perfect judgment. He said that he would make them the head and you the tail. And why did he say that? Because you wouldn't do his commandments. Read Deuteronomy 4, verse 1 as well. I just read it this morning. But it's exactly where we're at today. The foreigners are coming into this country. This land is being handed off to those that don't mean to assimilate but mean to conquer. This is in the works even now. And again, I want to reverse back to what the statement that I just made was, that 18 Republican governors agreed to resettle more refugees. Also keep in mind, you just heard during the break just a couple minutes ago, friends, that there's a record number of fundraising going on for the Republican Party. Why? Because people in this country believe that the Republicans are the good guy. And the good guys. No, they're not. Remember the 55 new gun legislation policies that counter law in this country? Remember who passed those? The good guys. 26 governors throughout the United States passed new legislation to further attempt to strip the American people of their God-given rights through a majority of Republican governors. This is what I'm telling you, friends. Get away from party affiliation because, again, we're not ruled by it. If we were ruled by law, they couldn't be doing what they're doing right now. But yet, there's too many people drinking the Kool-Aid that are divided so that they can conquer easily. Okay? With that said, I also took the time to share with you, friends, that Idaho's governor is signing off on counties to move to continue accepting more refugees from the Middle East into that particular state. I shared with you this last weekend, friends, that Vermont City Council just approved non-citizen voting. Okay? Non-citizen voting. Okay? There's also several cities that are looking to do the same thing. I also wanted to let you know, and I shared this with you long ago, friends. This is January of 2017. I wrote this article, criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities, friends. They're felons. They're felons is what they are. Section 81425 of federal code says that they are responsible for the crimes of those that they allure into the United States of America. There is no such thing as a sanctuary city, friends. There's no such thing as a sanctuary state. Common sense comes into play. In other words, they want you to accept and they want you to fraternize and slowly, incrementally become a Judas just like them to your own people. Okay, that's what's going on, in fact, in the United States of America. Just on Saturday, I shared with you, friends, how in New York City, that local government, as they call themselves, are passing out license to illegals without question. They want to do the same thing in the state of Minnesota. And I'm also, friends, on the weekend, I took the time to share with you that 68% of them that are now on welfare in America are here illegally, friends. I also shared with you that up to $4.2 billion have been given to illegals in tax returns. This all happening, friends, new administration's attacking Iran. You're under attack, and your country's being handed off to the illegals as we speak. Oh, and don't forget about those, friends, those UN English-speaking disarmament officers as well.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
And to the Sons of Liberty friends, just want to highlight a couple more things here. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. You can watch us live on YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media.com, and or Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. I want to thank you to the 117 cities across the United States of America that have made us the number one and number two show. We totally appreciate you. We totally are encouraged by that because it shows us that people are paying attention to the founding documents, the Word of God, and the U.S. Constitution. With that said, friends, I was just highlighting what's going on in the United States of America. Well, you're being deterred from what's going on in Iran right now. Well, the current administration is doing the biddings of his friends over at the military-industrial complex. It's interesting as well, friends, to note with that, that the Trump administration is in fact declaring victory over foreign enemies in Iran. Now they're further threatening them as well. And it's interesting how people are just rooting, you know, the blind sheep that just go along to get along, following the narcissist in the People's White House today. It's interesting to note that they are failing to understand that he's bringing justice, as they would call it, this administration would, to Iran and the Iranian monsters, the corruption over there. But he fails to deal with domestic corruption and domestic enemies in the United States of America, namely in Washington, D.C. Isn't that where judgment begins in the house of God? Yes, it does. That's what it tells us in the book of Corinthians. And going back to what I was saying during the first segment, friends, you're the ones that are under attack simultaneously as Iran's under attack. And if it was really about justice, why is John Brennan, who's guilty of treason, why is he free? Why is Bill and Hillary Clinton, why are they free? They sold American military secrets to the Chinese. Hillary sold uranium ore to the Russians. And just think, America, you thought America and Russia were enemies. Oh, how you have been beguiled, to say the least. Have they been prosecuted? Absolutely not. What about Barack Hussein Obama, friends? I mean, if this is about justice, I mean, it's interesting how he can go after Iran. We all know what it's about. It's about the oil. But we all sit back and try to figure out what's wrong with America. Well, he brings justice over to Iran, but no justice for us in America. I mean, if that was the case, why is Barack Hussein Obama free? I mean, we know that he sent F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood. We know that he gave Iran billions of dollars. We know this. The mainstream media told you that, America, right? As if to suggest what they're saying is true. In this case, it probably is because they blurt the truth out in their confusion. We know that Barack Hussein Obama appointed Homeland Security advisors with known terrorist ties. But yet he's free? I thought this was about justice. Friends, it's not about justice. This is simply a global war on terror in order to bring in a global system of terror. And that's exactly what we're seeing on a daily basis. And by the way, the people that I just named, they're not being prosecuted for treason. They're being rewarded because we know that Barack Hussein Obama just bought a brand new mansion in Martha's Vineyard for $11.7 million. I mean, if this is about justice, it starts here, friends. You can't practice what you preach, and you surely can't take the board out of your brother's eye until it's first removed from your own, Matthew 7. But this is what we see people bowing to today in their absolute biblical and constitutional illiteracy. I'm embarrassed for you, people. And what's sad about it is you're not ashamed of what you tolerate. So, with what I was saying during the first segment, friends, was we have Vermont city approval of non-citizens voting. We have criminal masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. We have judges and politicians handing out license to illegals in New York. We have American government who continuously illegally strips the people of their God-given rights. That is, if you let them to now vote if you're illegal, license if you're illegal, welfare if you're illegal, tax refunds without question, friends. What's really interesting to me is, friends, the same people attacking Iran are the same people attacking here in the homeland. Again, that's not fictitious. That's really what's happening, because if you pay attention to what's going on here, why is it that while we're attacking Iran, why is it that the American people forgot about the 35 jihadi camps here in America and on American soil that are given a right to be here somehow or another? As a matter of fact, we even see the FBI cleaning up for their camps and their compounds that they have in New Mexico. We just found one in Alabama. I mean, the list goes on, friends. I mean, do we want to pretend? Is that what this comes down to, friends? Is let's just pretend that this isn't really happening? You know, someone called in on Saturday, and it was a new friend. And when he called in, he said, "I just can't believe this." I said, "Well, if you look to the Word of God, you'll find that God judges nations concerning people that do not lay it to heart concerning the issues. God judges nations concerning the men and the women of those countries that are not valiant for the truth." And that's why we're in trouble today. And what I ended with, friends, during the last segment was the fact that right now, while your administration, this tolerated administration in Washington, D.C., is attacking Iran, it's interesting that in New York City, we have UN, United Nations, hiring English-speaking disarmament officers in your own country. I mean, should we keep acting like this isn't really going on, friends? I mean, how about the American people take responsibility instead of playing the accomplices and come to terms with the fact that it's not about deterring further aggression? This isn't about our safety and our security, friends. This is about them beguiling and deceiving the people on a global level so they continuously, incrementally kick out those that they don't want and bring in those that they do want. Okay? That is what's happening here. I had a really good thought this morning. We know that Article 2, Section 3 of the United States Constitution declares that it is the president's job to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, right? It also tells us in his oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Does it not? Everybody knows that, right? Has the president done this? No, he has not. But he is responsible for bringing justice down upon an Iranian military leader, right? And I'm not justifying the military leader. He's probably corrupt. I mean, we have, again, justice in Iran, but no justice here in America. And one of the things that I think about, and I think about it quite a bit, but have you ever noticed that every war that America is in, always, it's always, without fail, the other country's fault? But friends, you got to keep in mind, these same politicians, okay, here at home, that are busted in scandal after scandal, lie after lie, and I could go on, that are the ones convincing you to go attack another country. This is how dumbed down the American people have become. So when you laugh at those corrupt politicians that you don't trust, it's interesting how when they call for war, you're right behind them because you want them to protect you. It's hypocrisy to the max, friends. It's exactly what this comes down to. And I, for one, don't understand how people go to sleep at night operating like that. I want to say this. If the politicians want unconstitutional wars, because they do, then let's send them. I mean, Donald Trump wants to be all big and bad, then let's send Donald Trump. Let's send his administration that's so upright and righteous. I mean, that's what our forefathers again taught us, friends. But is that what's happening? Nope. They're sending more of your boys over there to fight, to bleed, and to die. And again, I need to bring this into play. Henry Kissinger, Donald Trump's war counsel, who's a known war criminal, is the one that said military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. And no matter how many times I blow that in the ears of the American people, they act like I'm talking to somebody else. Friends, if the politicians want unconstitutional wars, let's send them. Now I want to say this. Just so anybody or anyone doesn't come back to me and say, "Well, Bradley, are you anti-military? Are you anti-America? Are you anti-common sense? Are you really that foolish to believe something that stupid? Or is that all you can retort with? Is that all you can come back with?" No, because you don't want me tearing down your idol that you created in Washington, D.C., that you worship every step of the way, and you refuse to receive the love of the truth. And I want to say this, to your own destruction. And destruction is taking place in this country today. So let me answer that. First and foremost, I come from a military family. My grandpa was in World War I, never knew him. Been to his grave. My uncles were in World War II, knew both of them. My father was in Korea, didn't really know him. My cousin was killed in Vietnam, and my brothers were in the United States Army and the United States Air Force. So, without a doubt, I honor the American military. But let's be clear here, in righteousness, not in unrighteousness. Because there is right and wrong in the sight of God in whom we make reference, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Harvey Weinstein will face new criminal charges in Los Angeles. Multiple women have accused Weinstein of sexual assault. The news comes as jury selection begins in New York for other sexual assault allegations against Weinstein. He has denied all wrongdoing. Democrats are angry that congressional leaders were not briefed before the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian military leader in Iraq. Lawmakers are expected to get a classified briefing on the incident as early as Wednesday, but according to Kellyanne Conway, counselor to the president acted within his rights as a commander-in-chief.
The president knows that he was on solid ground constitutionally, legally, strategically to have taken out one of the world's best known, most bloodthirsty and brutal terrorists.
Conway speaking there on Fox News, she also says the top Iranian general has killed thousands of Americans. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, did you hear that during the break? Hey, did you hear that? Donald Trump was within his rights to go ahead and attack a foreign country without congressional approval. They actually want you to believe this. Is this craziness? Look what's happened in our homeland, friends. We're under attack by the same people. I just highlighted that during the first and the second segment. Friends, I don't know who's calling in here, but you can go ahead and introduce yourself. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Hello? We got somebody there? Okay, don't know what happened there. We just had a phone call. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. It's interesting. Donald Trump, during the break, we just heard this, friends. This is what's great about live radio. He was within his rights to attack, to bring judgment upon the Iranians. But for some reason or another, he needs some sort of special congressional approval to deal with corruption in Washington, D.C. They want you to believe this. This is what they want you to believe. Oh, Donald Trump's a bad boy, isn't he? All of his worshipers, look at him, man. He just took out another nation. Oh, that Bradley Dean talking about why they're there, the oil presence. And, well, it wasn't what I said. It was what General Wesley Clark said. Oh, that has nothing to do with it. Look at him. He's really flexing his muscle. Wait a second. Aren't you the same people complaining about corruption in your own government that he fails to deal with? That's right. That's you. That's you. That's you. Just talking about how I came and come from a military family. I totally honor the military by living for what they fought, bled, and died to give us, right? In the spiritual and in the natural, 2 Corinthians 5:15. Hey, folks, I want to go back just a little bit, and I want you to think about this, because since I can remember, I'm still a young man, but ever since I can remember, corrupt politicians in this country have been at war with other countries. And as I just shared with you, friends, only to find that we now have 737 military bases in 148 different countries. There's 196 countries in the world. We have 737 military bases in the United States. Or, I'm sorry, not in the United States, forgive me, on a global scale. Wait a second, maybe this explains then why we have seen war after war after war after war, decade after decade after decade after decade. And we're always told that we have some monster that we have to deal with, and if we fail to rally behind the government, then we're not patriotic, right? That's how they sell it, yep, every time. I mean, for example, there's the Dominican Civil War that we were a part of. The insurgency of Bolivia, we were a part of that war, as if to suggest that has anything to do with us. The Cambodian War, war in South Zaire, the Lebanese Civil War, the invasion of Grenada, the bombing of Libya, we were a part of that war. The tanker war, the invasion of Panama, that was a exchange of power is what that was, friends. Concerning drug trafficking, the Gulf War, the Iraqi no-fly zone enforcement war, first intervention in the Somalia Civil War, which we had no business being there neither, the Bosnian War, we were a part of the intervention into Haiti. This is just in my time, friends. The Kosovo War, Operation Infinite Reach War, the war in Afghanistan, that's about drugs. Iraq, that's about oil. The Iraq War, war in the northwest Pakistan. Again, another war in Somalia, Operation Ocean Shield. American-led intervention into Libya, the Lord's Resistance Army insurgency, we were a part of that war. Boy, it sounds like someone is warmongering. Yep, that's right. There's the American-led intervention into Iraq. We watched that. The American-led intervention war into Syria. Man, the Yemeni Civil War, we were a part of that. And then again, American intervention into Libya war, we were a part of that as well. Now we're going after Iran, we're going after Syria, all foretold, pre-planned wars, and America wants to act, and Americans want to act like this is actually happening the way that they're selling it to them. That's what's scary about all this. I wonder if those who are doing the fighting would be fighting at all had they taken the time to know the U.S. Constitution. Probably not. And if they were, they'd probably be going up and dealing with corruption within rather than going out and taking out a bunch of people that they know nothing of. Right? I mean, if they take time to read the U.S. Constitution, well, then they're going to be able to know as to who they're fighting for and what it is that they're fighting for. Because most of the wars that I just named off, friends, are unconstitutional and illegal. Now, this is, I hope you're sitting down for this, but did you know that America has been at war 93% of the time since it's been a country? I want to say that again. Did you know that 93% of the time that we have been a country since its inception, the United States of America, we've been at war. Who does war profit for, friends? It doesn't profit for the little guy. It profits for those that mean to dominate. If politicians want war, then let's send them. That's how you end war. So, America's been at war 93% of the time. That's 222 years out of the 242 years since 1776. It's a little bit higher than that now. So, the United States has been at peace for less than 20 years since we've been a country. Who's creating those wars? It's not the people. It's the politicians. And through those wars, what is your government doing, friends? Taking over other countries. Again, what begs the question is, who gave them delegated authority to do so? Nobody. So notice as to whom is doing the fighting in those wars. In my case, it was my grandpas, my dads, my brothers, my uncles, my cousins, and our neighbors, and in some cases your mothers, sisters, or maybe even yourself. Let me say this, because this is what you need to hear. Guess who's not doing the fighting, America? The politicians who are working on the behalf of the special interest groups, such as the bankers, the military-industrial complex. So, in short, they are those who are responsible for creating the wars. Remember, it's been said, friends, that the first casualty in every war is always the truth. Whose job is it to maintain the truth? The American people. Who have allowed corrupt politicians, who have cheerleaded corrupt politicians to attack third world countries? The same people that are derelict of duty, obligation before God and man on this earth. You better know that those people in the sight of God are accomplices to the crimes that they are committing. And you know what? Out of the 53 countries that are listening to me, I hope that you see that Christianity and Christians stand for the truth. They're not respecter of persons in judgment because they have their favorite jersey on. No, they stand on the Word of God. They're not showing partiality because the Bible condemns that. They always stand on the side of right, and they always stand in condemning the wrong. Always. That's what they do. And it's not what you're seeing today. It's a lack of Christianity. We talk much about that. What you're seeing today, through the 86% of those that profess Christianity that are following this administration to hell at their own demise, are those professed hypocrites. And the hypocrites they are, to say the least. And they make me angry because they don't want to see the truth. They close their eyes at the truth. They close their ears to the truth. Why? Because they've never been born of the Spirit of God. And why is it that they've never been born of the Spirit of God? Because they never repented before a just and a holy law, God's government. Acts 20, verse 21. They never did. So notice as to whom is doing the fighting. And if there's another war coming here, friends, know that it's going to be your grandpas again, and your dads, and your brothers, and your cousins, and your neighbors, and in Washington, and through the CIA-controlled media, they're going to be doing nothing but attacking you while you're here at home in the homeland, as they send your relatives, your family members over to fight their unconstitutional wars. But I'll tell you what, this is where they find the honor. They find the honor in handing you a flag and saying that we're grateful. Now, I bet they are grateful. But they're not grateful for what you suppose that they're grateful for, because if they were really grateful for the sacrifice paid on their behalf to have the privilege to be in office, they'd be standing up against the same criminals that those that fought, bled, and died to give us. They'd be fighting against the same sort of criminals, but they're not. They're willing to do it to a foreign enemy that they've created, but they're not willing to deal with domestic criminals in governments. That should tell you exactly as to what we're dealing with in this country. Again, who's not doing the fighting? The politicians. The politicians aren't fighting. The special interest groups aren't fighting. The bankers are definitely not fighting. The military industrial complex is merely selling the equipment for someone else to do the fighting. So in short, they are those who are responsible for creating the wars. They profit from the wars. They profit from the blood of your sons and your daughters, America. And to be quite frank, I'm sick and tired of the lies. Remember what I just said a minute ago. Remember, truth is always the first casualty. Well, if truth was the first casualty to start the war, then let's dispel the lie and establish the truth to put an end to the war. See, if that was the case, friends, Washington, D.C., would be rounded up by its own citizens within 24 hours. Because then we would see as to what really is happening in this country. Always somebody else's fault, isn't it? Never those in Washington, D.C. Yet all day long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 30, whatever the case might be as far as numbers go for the month, and 365 days a year, that's all you are inundated with the crimes of those that you're now putting your trust into. It's time for you to wake up and grow up, America. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. One more segment. Oh, I got Tim calling. Hey, brother, how are you? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What's going on with you, brother?
Hey, somehow I got cut off before. So I was the guy calling the door.
I did pick up. I did pick up, and then there was nobody there, so I don't know what happened. Okay.
I heard. It's cool. This is the problem, what you're saying. But it's not so much the supposed political opposition as it is the people who claim to be on our side. I've been dealing with people who are supposed to be on our side, on the side of the law, on the side of the Constitution, on the side of the Bible. I've been dealing with them all morning long. And it's like these people, if you don't agree with their idol, which is President Trump in this case, and it really is that they have made an idol. I mean, when God brought the people of Israel out of bondage, the first thing he told them was, you shall not have any other gods before me. Nope. You don't make a carved image out of anything in heaven and earth, the waters underneath the earth. You don't bow down to them. You don't serve them. And yet men make them. In America, out and sadly, you know, professed Christians make them out of men.
Yeah, they do it all the time. Yeah, they did it with Bush too. Yeah.
So then I get called a communist, a liberal, a leftist, a Marxist, a socialist, and it's like you people don't even know who I am because if you knew who I was.
Wait a second, though, Tim. Where are they picking up those talking points from? The very man that they're worshiping. Anybody that speaks out in contrast to him, what does he do? He condemns them. That's what he does. I mean, I've never, you know what? I thought it was an embarrassment when Barack Hussein Obama took office. And when you line him up to the likes of a Benito Mussolini, you just got to say to yourself, how dummy down were those people to allow a Benito Mussolini? And then here comes a Barack Hussein Obama. And it's like, whoa, whoa, wait a second. We're just as foolish. And then just a couple years later, here comes a Donald Trump. Tim, before God, when I have to hear this guy when I'm walking through a store or eating in a restaurant, he speaks about as unconstitutional as he sounds like a little kid that's just simply reading off his teleprompter. He has no idea what the Constitution says. He's doing what he's told to do. He sits there and he talks about his hair. He condemns his opposition. He gloats in his own praise as he gives himself accolades. And his followers are right there cheering on every single thing that he says and does. And I am bewildered. We are in the same exact position of that of Italy during the time of Benito Mussolini. There's no question in my mind. No question in my mind.
Yeah, and the sad part is the people who think they're on the right side. I was engaging some of these people. As soon as you move, as soon as the conversation switched to guns, everybody was friends. But before, right. I was the communist. I was the liberal. I was the
who's trying to take
whatever.
Their guns.
And
Tim,
who's
trying to strip them of their rights?
Yeah, I'm like, guys, Sons of Liberty's on right now, 1-866-582-9933, right? I mean, they were picking at your article. Oh, well, the title's a deceptive headline. No, it's not. It's the fact that America can't deal with her own backyard because she's too busy distracting the people from what they're actually doing to them. And look, you're telling the people, but I want to tell them. You think this thing with Iran is a great thing? I'm not gonna say the guy didn't get what he deserved. I'm not gonna say that. But what I am gonna say is the law specifically states how things are to work with war. And I did this with a guy this morning, and he wanted to play semantics with me of saying, well, Trump isn't engaging in war. He's engaging in response to an act of war. I said, really? Yeah. Are you telling me if a guy, another country launched missiles in here and killed one of our generals, we wouldn't consider it an act of war because we were in their country messing with their elections to get our puppet in place? Come on, man. Come on. You're smarter than this, America. You really are.
And, just forget about the 35 jihadi camps, though. Forget about the 35 jihadi camps.
Not just that. Let's just talk about the one thing. I put it in their face. I said, look, this same guy that you're praising told you you owe a debt of gratitude to Hillary Clinton the moment after he was elected. The moment after he slapped you in the face and said, you owe her a debt of gratitude. And a week after that, he's calling her good people. I said, you have to be an idiot to accept that. And to continue to pom-pom this guy when the law says this. And here's the thing, Bradley, and you hit on it. We're united around the law. We're not united around political parties. We're united around the law. Why do we talk much about the Constitution, but it seems we don't know enough about it to stand by it when our guy wearing the political jersey is doing something that's against that law. We don't want to call him out. I don't know why that is, but we don't want
to do it. Let me insert this into this conversation. Sure. Because if they had to condemn Donald Trump, then they in turn would have to condemn themselves. And because of their pride and self-righteousness, they're not willing to do that. But regardless, Scripture says, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. And you better rest assured, America, we're fallen because you think you're going to stand in the face of God and blurt, or let me say it this way, give him the finger in the face of justice. That's never going to happen. That's never going to happen.
No, it's not. I won't tie up more of your time. I just wanted to pop that in.
Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Thank you. Yep, Tim Brown, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, senior editor. He's got a show first hour. I believe it's 5 o'clock in the morning that he's on every morning, friends. And Tim's a teacher, and he's really good at what he does. So take some time and check that out on Sons of Liberty Media as well on YouTube every single morning. I'm not going to be able to finish this up. I can tell you that right now. But we're talking about if politicians want unconstitutional wars, then send them. This is how the wars will end. Rest assured, this is how the wars will end. I want to interject this, too, concerning what's happening right now. All these wars that I named during the second segment and the third segment, do you realize that you're the ones flipping the bill for all of this? You're paying corruption to topple other countries to get what they want. It's just the truth. I mean, folks, again, with the help of the lying media, they're the very ones that are accusing and casting into the minds of the American people that the leaders of other countries are dictators. They're evil and monstrous. They're bloodthirsty, like you just heard a couple moments ago on the commercial, and must be dealt with or else, right? And all the while, these same politicians are hoping that you forget that they are the ones who are constantly lying to you 24/7. These are the same politicians, friends, that are systematically attempting to strip you of your God-given rights and to give, well, I don't know where they're coming from, friends, because they're not coming from us, but for some reason or another, they're alluring illegals in to take your country. That's what's happening right now. Oh, my goodness. And I just want to say this because I'm falling into this right now. Lord, now I understand. Now I understand. Why do I continuously highlight the fact that foreigners are taking over this country long before we began to see their heads? Because it's exactly what the Lord is fitting to do, and it's exactly what he's doing today. And it's called judgment, friends. It's called judgment. I just seen someone on live chat a couple minutes ago talk about why are all the church people all behind Donald Trump? Because they don't know the Word of God, number one. And number two, they don't know the Constitution. Right? That's just the case. They want to live their own selfish lives. It's not about them bearing the cross and following the Christ, the first prerequisite. It's not about knowing the Word of God, John 7:17. It's about none of that. It's about doing what they want to do and living their own selfish lives. And what they do is turn around in an attempt to justify themselves and say, let Donald do it. Because Donald's telling us what we want to hear. It's exactly what's happening in this country today. The very politicians that are attacking Iran right now are the same politicians that are constantly lying to you. And again, they are also those who will not raise a hand to help in the war that they created and want you to believe it's a just war. Yeah, only to find out, hey, this is another thing to insert here. How many times after these wars that they perpetuated, contrived and fabricated throughout the months and years of those wars. If you remember right, Afghanistan was only supposed to last for 6 months. Aren't we still over there? Yep. But isn't it interesting that these same politicians, friends, after they get out of office, all of a sudden we find out that those wars were unjust. How many times have we busted them doing that? Almost every given scenario, every situation. What they told us to get us into the war, we sooner or later find out that wasn't the truth. How many times? Every single time. Every single time. Read 1 Corinthians 5:12-13. Judgment begins in the house of God. I want to go down here really quick. And yeah, we got probably 30 seconds left of this show. I should pick this up and do some more of this tomorrow. I'm thinking of Smedley Butler right now, who said, I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service, and during that period, I spent most of my time as a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street and the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism, said Smedley Butler. Okay? A respected military man. Love you by what we do. See ya.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.